I'd like to come in and visit with you there for a little while. If you ain't doing nothing, ain't too busy. We're just sitting here on the old pine tree down by the trail here, and we'd sure like to come in and visit with you. Or better still, you just come on down the trail and visit with us. Yeah, we got a big pot of old country coffee here made out here in the woods. We're going to be with you for 14 and a half minutes. Brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. We're going to start things off here with Robert. Robert and his strata potato fiddle. That ain't a violin, is it?
No, this is a
fiddle. Well, I used to play a cornsaw fiddle. Here we go, Robert playing Bear Creek Hop. Thank you, Robert. Thank you a whole lot there. Friends, that was Robert Shivers, the one and only Robert Shivers doing the Bear Creek Hop. Bear. You know, that reminds me of something, Bear. Friends, have you ever met that character, Smokey Bear? Smokey Bear. Ah, boy, that's some character, that Smokey Bear. He's all dressed up with pants and a forest ranger's hat on top of his head. And boy, that's a forest fire prevention bear. You know how that got started? I'm going to tell you how it got started. I'm going to tell you just how it got started. And I know how it got started. Now, you may not believe this. It sounds like one of them fish tails, you know. You always lose the basin. But this is the truth. Old Smokey Bear, that's Smokey Bear, he helps out in this forest fire business. It happened several years ago. Several years back there. There was a big fire just a carrying on and ranging there on the hills in the hills. And there's about 200 men out there fighting that fire. Well, they got up there on a stretch along the ridge. This was in the mountain country there. And they got up there on the side of one of them young mountains, hills, some people call them, young mountains, I call them. And they got on up there and they just couldn't hold that fire nowhere. It just had them whipped. And they had fought till their tongues was hanging out down to their belt line. Boy, the chances were slim. I'm telling you, they didn't have much chance for that fire. Time was short, and the fire was rolling plenty fast. And the best fire boss they had and the best crew they had, they sent them up on the ridge. And they was ready up there to do or die. And if they lost that fire, boy, I'm telling you, they just didn't know what to do. They wasn't going to catch up for a long while. Now, that's the kind of country it was. When they finally sweated up on top of them hills up there and got up there, them firefighters and the firefighter boss there and all, they got up there, they found some four-legged firefighters. Boy, that was a big bear country up there. It's up in them hills, you know, them mountains and all, lots of bear up there. When they got up there, they found a bear trail. Boy, it was a mile and a half long, right up the side of that ridge. And when they went up there, you know what they found, friends? They found a bunch of bear up there, and them bear was going and coming just as fast as they could. They was going down to the side of that little mountain creek there and wetting their feet and coming back up there and walking up and down that trail. If it hadn't been for them bear, well, ain't no telling where that fire went. Just ain't no telling. Yeah, them bear would go down to the water hole and wet their feet, and here they'd come right back up the trail, just up paddling back and forth up and down that trail. Boy, that's something. Now, that was enough to let them forestry boys set a backfire and stop that fire. Now, them bears saved the day, and that's where Smokey Bear come in. That's how they got acquainted with Smokey Bear. And they thought enough of him, friends. They thought enough of him. They got a nighty. So they dressed him up. They just dressed him up in a suit and put one of them firefighters, them forestry boys' hats on him. And that's the program, to cut down Woods Forest. Say, what am I talking about? That's what I'm up here for. That's us, ain't it? To prevent Woods Forest. Well, that's how the story got started anyhow. Here's the next tune, and I believe Slim's going to sing this next tune. He's going to sing one of them love songs. And the name of it is I Loved and Lost. Friends, this Smokey Bear deal here that I was telling you about, that little old bear with the forestry pants on and the hat on top of his head there, you'll see him in the post offices, and you'll see him in the railroad stations, and you'll see him on posters and signs throughout the country. Yeah, and you'll see him in streetcars. You'll see Smokey Bear all about, hither, thither, and yon. Now, Smokey Bear is used in helping prevent forest fires. And so are we. That's what we're here for. To try to get the subject over to help prevent woods fires. Yeah, that's right. And Smokey Bear, along with us, is just to sort of help you to remember to break your matches in two, to be sure they're out, to put out their campfires, warming fires, and all that sort of stuff. Brush fires and everything. Be careful, friends. I'm telling you, that's terrible to let the woods burn off there and burn up all the young timber. Let's play another tune here. I believe we'll get Robert. Robert, the boy, plays the fiddle. He'll come up here and play a little bit on the fiddle and sing a little dab, dab, and have two dabs. And what have you chosen for today, son? Oh, yeah, that's the thing, but we got to leave anyhow. But Robert says, please don't leave me.
Are so sad, my dear. You're the only one that I love, darling. Can't you tell that I'm sincere? We were happy once, my dear, happy as could be. Now that we have things patched up, just stay here with me and love me as you did before, darling. For I'm so in love with you.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. There it is. Please don't leave me, darling. And Robert Shivers doing the vocal on it. Friends, you know, I just come back from the stock show, big stock show. Boy, I really had a swell trip and really had a big time, too. I'm just all pepped up over it. I think I'm going to go back home there on that old poor farm and start all over again. Boy, I never saw so many fine cows and stuff as stock, and boy, they had them out there. Man, I'm telling you, it's really something. And I got around there and got to visiting there with them old boys that raised them fine cows and yearlings and things and got to talking to them. There was one or two there that I I knew. I used to know them a long time ago. And I asked them, when I used to know them, they were just old poor boys like myself. They were just living from one day to the next and had a few old poor scrawny cows running out there in the woods, and they didn't have a dime. And boy, they was driving good cars and dressed nice, and why, their kids even had on shoes. That's the truth. They did. Their kids had on shoes. I asked them, I said, boy, where in the world did you get in all the money? They strike oil on your place or something? And boy, they told me. They just built good pastures, and they got blooded stock, and that was the answer to it. And I can remember the day when them same folk, every spring come, yeah, boy, when spring come, you could smell grass a-burning in woods, because they'd burn the woods off, you know. And they said they cut out all that, and they got blooded stock, built good pastures, and kept the far out of the pastures. And that's the result of what they got. Fine cows. Well, we're going to play another tune here. I believe, what do we got lined up here this time? Have we got a tune lined? We can do just a jerk, and have two jerks of a hold down here, Robert. If you don't care, son, how about us doing just a little bit of ragtime, Andy? Here we go. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Friends, we've run plumb out of time here for today, but you listen to your announcer, and he'll let you know just what day we'll be back. Yeah, and he'll tell you all about it. Write us a penny postcard or letter. We want to hear from you, friends. We just love to get that fan mail, and we enjoy sitting here on the old pine tree picking and singing these songs for you. And we hope that you get some benefit out of the few hints and things that we've told you about here pertaining to your forest and pastures and things of that kind. It's really a fine thing. That's all there is to it. I had a lot more I wanted to tell you about pastures, driving down the road and seeing nice pastures outside the road there, and nice cattle, boy, just round, slick, fat. And, boy, I mean, that guy knows his business. And another thing, he don't get out there and burn it off every spring so them cows will have a place to graze. And you better not let no fire get over in there. He'll shoot you. That's the truth. Boy, he gets fighting mad if you let fire get out in his pasture. So keep that in mind, friends. Think it over. We got to go now, but before we go, I'd just like to leave this thought for the day with you. They say a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. But I say a cow on a good pasture is worth 10 in the brush. Well, friends, we've enjoyed visiting with you today for this 14 and a half minutes, and we'll be back. Just listen to the announcer, and he'll let you know. Remember, friends, we'd like to have a penny postcard or a letter from you, so write to us, won't you? Remember, friends, only you can prevent woods fires.